Hello? Hello?
Damn it, I forgot. I forgot again. I hope Andrew comes back.
Come back. Come back.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Are you vocal yet or what? I mean, goddamn, Andrew.
I'm vocal, I'm vocal.
About goddamn time. Speak again so I can check your level.
I am here. I've been here, but then I went away for a little bit. But I'm back.
It's true. I had everything timed out to when I was gonna get home and have a little bit of time to do stuff and well, mostly just to play with Hero after getting him back from home, from school rather. Didn't account for the fact that he kept asking for one more neighborhood of Christmas lights as we were coming home. Ended up taking like a half hour later, and then when my like internal timer went off, like, oh, I should be podcasting now. Then I looked at the thing and saw, oh, it's 30 minutes past then already. So sorry about that.
Yeah, shit happens. Family gets in the way.
It does, but it was worth it because the kid loves Christmas lights and it's adorable,
Yeah,
and I do too. So.
my kids don't. I've tried to get them to go out and just let's go drive around and look at Christmas lights, and they lose interest in about like 4.5 minutes.
Oh, man, you got to find some better lights, I guess, then.
Yeah. Well, then Christmas
You got
Eve,
any
our
like?
neighborhood does luminaries, and so the entire neighborhood is lined with candles, and I think it's pretty awesome looking. And they're like, "Can we go back? It's cold out." I'm like, "We're 2 houses away."
I mean, it is cool looking, but to be fair to a kid, it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
I like the look of luminaries too, and I always have, but it's not like when we would drive back on Christmas Eve back to our house from my grandparents' house, we would drive by neighborhoods with like luminaries going all the way up their hills and stuff like that, like all through the streets, and it was always nice to see them, but it was never like a, hey, wait, no, mom and dad, you got to stop the car and go back so we can check out those luminaries.
It's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I'm getting lame in my old age. I like it. It's also I get to play with fire, so there's that.
Let's move on. Let's actually do this thing. I'll host, I
You
guess.
go.
Yeah, because you have the top seed. You're not allowed to host. All right.
Is that a
Stopping this.
rule?
It is now. Oops, that's not the right thing. Damn it.
Joe Sixpack.
Welcome to goddamn Joe Sixpack. 30 minutes later, 40 minutes later than I meant it to be, because my son was too busy looking at Christmas lights. And yes, I am using him as an excuse. Really, it was just I like Christmas and I lose track of time. I've got Andrew here after
Yo.
he almost gave up on me, rightfully so, but he
I
didn't.
did actually give up on you, but I decided to check one last time.
I am sorry for the lateness, and I am glad that you are here at least. No one else is here. Andrew's here though. I can't imagine why, after landing the number one seed, he
It
would
feels
be here.
good. It feels good.
We will get to it in just one second. Well, let's get right into it, in fact. Well, we're going to actually really get right into it because on Matt's little score sheet here, number one game, Kevin versus Andrew. Mostly because it was a blowout. You absolutely slathered Kevin, 118 to 77. Kevin goes back down to earth. He has these little spurts, where he'll put up like 140 points, and then next week he's back down in the 70s.
I was a little worried because he put up 155 points last week and or the week before, and then this past week. So yeah, he went back down to earth a little bit, and my team had a an okay week, and it was good enough.
Well, it's a down week for your team, who's been putting up like 120 to 140 every single week for weeks
It's
straight.
yeah, it was a little bit of like a down week, but like yeah, it's good enough.
That 4.4 points from Jared Goff is really the difference there.
I'm not
Otherwise, the rest of
happy
your
about
team
it.
did pretty good. Is Keenan Allen out? He
Yeah,
is
he's
out.
out
He got
tonight.
injured in
Yeah.
that game. Yeah.
Well, not only is he out, I'm not too worried about that because everything I've read is the main reason he's out tonight is because it's such an early turnaround. But I'm worried about
Sure.
what's his name? Stick? Eaton Stick?
What?
Their
Is that a real
quarterback?
name?
Yeah.
Eaton
Well, I might
Stick.
be. Yeah. That's Herbert went down and last week, and I think his name is Eaton Stick or something. Stick is the new quarterback, and if you watch the game tonight, they don't look good.
Oh, that's right, he did. Yeah, Herbert did go down. Man, I should have really taken the, I guess I was going to say I really should have taken the bet with injuries included with Lou for against Geno Smith, but then Geno Smith's been out of game, so yeah, that would have not helped. Anyway, point being, you won, and if anyone remembers the podcast from last week, you needed to win to be able to secure the number one seed. And
well, what I really needed to do is beat Pete so I could have the first round bye. I mean, if I had the one or the two, I don't know that it matters. But yeah, I won. I mean,
it matters in that you'll play the lowest seed.
True. For next week. I did win, so I did get bumped up to the number one seed.
No, I take it back. No, this I always forget how this works. Is it actually okay? We'll get to it in a second. I can't remember if you're gonna get actually play the lowest seed, like actual football, or if you just play the fourth or the fifth place winner.
I don't know.
I'd have to look at it for last year. I always forget how this works at the end of the season, but we will figure it out. I'll click around and figure it out as I'm talking. Continuing to talk. Let's see. So what you really needed to secure that number one seed though was you needed a Lou loss. So
yes,
moving on to the next game, Louis versus Seth. Frankly, from the two of these guys, these are just this is a piss poor game. 86.3 from Lou to Seth's 94 points. Seth finally breaking his like 5-game losing streak to get to 7-7 on the season. He was 7-2 just 6 weeks ago.
It was a good time to break that streak.
Or no, he was 6-2? I can't remember
six
now.
And, 6-2, and then he went on a losing streak, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a 5-game losing streak.
Indeed. So he finally broke that, and against Lou, of all people, the great now 10-4 team.
Well, again, Lou lost Herbert. He lost Tyreek Hill.
He did, sort of. I mean, Tyreek's not out, is he? Yeah.
No, but he went out early and never came back.
I think he did come back, but it was late. Like he missed like two full quarters for that game. I think he did come back right at the end, though, because I had him in the other league, which I needed to. I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to say anything more than this. But the fact that I didn't make the playoffs with the second highest score in the league in our lab league is fucking bullshit.
I'll say something. Made the playoffs. I squeaked in. Who was touting that they were going to be the only team in both leagues to make the playoffs?
Lou. It was Lou.
Oh. Well, I think. I'm in too.
Uh-huh. Maybe it was his dad. I don't remember. Maybe it was his dad. I don't know. But yes, you are. Good job. I am not. But that's okay.
I just squeaked in, though. I think I have the lowest seed.
Yes. I kept getting beaten by all of the lowest ranked teams, but they were putting up like twice as much as they normally put up the last few weeks of the season. It was infuriating. Anyway. So this real game that of fantasy football that happened, I mean, there's not too much to talk about. I mean, Kyle Pitts did okay for Lou and Zay Flowers blew up again, but outside of that, yeah, Lou just had a down week. Don't know why you played the Rams against Baltimore. That seems dumb.
Well, I did. I don't know what other choices he had, but Lou, that's definitely a down week for sure.
Yeah, Devonta Smith couldn't put it together, but I was rushing home to watch the Eagles and Dallas game, and I saw how things were going. And I'm like, we can take our time. I don't think we need to rush. That was unfortunate.
That hurt. That hurt big time.
But I know how you guys feel. You know, it's that's pretty much been every big game the Seahawks have played this week or this year. Have been like, we can do it, and then nope. Except for this coming week. This coming week, we're gonna smack you guys right in the mouth.
I was not worried about it until I watched the Eagles play Dallas, and I'm like, "Well, now I'm worried about it." Hell, I'm worried about playing the Giants.
Huh?
I'm worried about when we have to play the Giants.
Well, I mean, it's still the Giants. Let's not get crazy. Moving on to the next game, Joe versus Bob, the first of what has now been solidified into a doubleheader. I'm not at all excited about playing Joe 2 weeks in a row. But my defeat of him of 113.6 to his 92.6 did ensure or did somehow trigger him to change his name for the first time in 3 years. To You Belong With Kelsey.
I noticed this, yeah.
He's talking to Taylor Swift. I'm sure this is some Taylor Swift reference that I'm just not getting.
Well, he's got Travis Kelsey on his team, so I assume that's...
Yes, obviously. But I think he's trying to talk to Taylor Swift and tell her to be with Kelsey. I don't really know. But at least it's a team name, and it's much more understandable than his other team names that he's had over the years. So
Way more.
I at least get what he's doing. And it's a player name. It's a football referenced. It's a football relevant team name from Joe, and I applaud him for that.
Joe has grown leaps and bounds through the years. Well done.
Indeed. Indeed. Fantastic. He lost to me, though, so suck it, Joe. Mike Evans did friggin' nothing. Stephon Diggs did friggin' nothing. Davante Adams almost did nothing. And the Falcons literally did nothing. So, I mean, that pretty much weighed him all the way down. And then I got big games from Josh Allen, per usual. I know. I've been saying from the beginning, you know, this player's just worth the money that I paid for him. Josh Allen, big money is what you do. You got to spend big, fully on purpose, in the draft to get the QBs you want. And David Montgomery, did fine. DeAndre Hopkins had a huge game, though. I was very happy to see that. And Derrick Henry has seemingly come back to remembering that he's a top 10 running back, which is awesome. I'm so glad. I feel like I've gotten pretty strong going into the season, if not for the fact that Josh Jacobs got injured in this game. And there's conflicting reports about... I keep seeing conflicting things about whether or not it's a knee injury or a quad injury. Either one of those is not ideal, because both of them can be nagging injuries. And he's out this week. So okay. I've already had to take him out.
That's scary. That.
Yeah. So I have to play against Joe again, and I don't know that I can count on his team to simmer down again 2 weeks in a row. That's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough game.
Yeah, you got Dak playing. Well, we'll get into it, but yeah, he does have a pretty decent team.
Mm-hmm. But the main thing is that Joe lost, and it really didn't. I mean, me winning solidified my place in the playoffs. Thank God. So at least there's that. That was the main thing. Joe's loss didn't affect him whatsoever. I think he was pretty much locked, if I remember correctly. He was locked into his seed.
I believe you are correct, sir.
Yeah. So, So I'm happy about the win. Joe and I both ended up at 8-6 on the season, despite the fact that I feel like he definitely has a better team.
But, so that's a solid record. Solid record.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible. Let's continue moving quickly to John versus Lou Sr., a game that, Big Lou came back and won this? Oh, that's right, he did, yes. Okay, did. I was thinking of the Matt's game, that's right. So Big Lou got the win, 115 to 99.7, over John, who, he was already eliminated, I believe, right? John was?
John, I don't think he had like a 2% chance of making it, so...
Oh, that's right, he needed all of the rest of, like, me, Matt, and...
Yeah,
Big Lou to all lose.
He was far-fetched to make it in.
Yeah. Wait, he would have been... I don't think he could have made it in, because he would have been at best 6-8.
Right.
Oh, so, no, you're right. No. Yeah, at best he would have been 6-8, and if all of us had lost, we would have all been 6-something. I don't know.
Right.
Big Lou would have been... It doesn't really matter. Oh, yeah, the two of them. That's right. He needed Matt and Big Lou to both lose. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It wouldn't have mattered. He did not win, and the other teams won that needed to win, and Seth would have made it in, so.
Correct. Could Seth have won? He could have. If he had not played Cade Davis and put Rashee Rice instead, he would have had... would have been just a point short of winning. If he'd played the Jets instead of the Browns, he would have had it. If he had played the Jets instead of the Browns and put Rashee Rice instead of Gabe Davis, he would have won.
Gabe Davis is just such a scary play, because he's gotten the last, one, two, three, four, five games, he's gotten a zero every other game.
Yes, it's true. Pretty much he does. He scores less than 2 points or over 15. It's like...
And he's out on the field all the time. They just don't target him. And I do know he blocks a lot, which is great for the Bills. Not so good for John.
No, it is not. And the same thing with Keaton Mitchell. If he'd played Keaton Mitchell over Gus Edwards, he probably would have done well too, but I would have never done that. Keaton Mitchell's been getting more points, but also like he does it in like five carries and he gets like 57 yards. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
You can't rely on that.
Nope. Need more than
All right. So John is eliminated and Big Lou, I believe, moved on. We will find out in just a second, but I'm like 90% sure he did. He did not. I take it back. Sorry, Big Lou. I'm sorry I get your hopes up there for a second. Did I look at it wrong? Did I actually make it in? No, I was wrong. I'm sorry, Big Lou. Where were we? Sean versus Matt. This is a good game that I thought might actually be a game of the week contender too, if not for the incredibly tight game that we will get to in a minute. Sean won. He won despite the fact that he played Najee Harris again, which I keep saying is just a bad idea. But who else was he going to play, I guess?
Yeah, but Sean doesn't care at this point.
It's true. Sean was eliminated, for sure. So
yeah, Sean was out.
But by beating Matt, he kept Matt out of the playoffs. So that is unfortunate for Matt.
Would he have made it with the win? Yeah, because he would have been
7-7. He might have. It depends on if he had more points than Seth. And Seth scored very low. So let's see here. Let's look at what the standings are right now. How close was it? Okay, so Seth now has 1,622 points. And Matt had... Okay, so no.
No, Seth was...
I think it may have been Matt who had the like 2% chance of making it.
Maybe. He was like
100 points behind Seth. If... I don't remember what it would have had to come down to. That's strange. Somehow I ended up ahead of Seth in the standings. That's just nutty. Anyway.
John's tight end heavy. He's got Evan Ingram and David Njoku scoring Bugo Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Evan Ingram finally found the end zone 2 weeks ago. Did he do it again this week? He did twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he had a good game.
Evan Ingram finally broke his touchdown cherry because, goddamn. Yeah. That dude has been rock steady except for scoring touchdowns.
Looking at Sean's team, I was like, why is he not playing Njoku? I was like, oh, because he's playing Evan Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Why are all these people holding two tight ends?
Well, I don't know. I do too, but it's only because I have no idea which one's going to be good.
Well.
And they keep getting injured, so they keep going on my IR. Talk about tight ends, though. Coming out of the graveyard, a player that I didn't even realize was still in the league and I thought retired like 3 years ago, Matt played Jimmy Graham this week. I like that. He played Jimmy Grandpa, who I literally until it was 2 weeks ago, I was watching Red Zone and I saw they're like, oh, look at that. Jimmy Graham scored a touchdown. I'm like, what? Like Jimmy Graham Jr.? But no, 38-year-old Jimmy Graham is still in the league. It's just incredible to me. And his picture looks like he's the same age as he was when he was on the Seahawks. Like, goddamn. Jimmy Graham is not aging.
Where did he start? He started at Green Bay, didn't he?
No, he's with the Saints first. He's with the Saints, then he went to the Seahawks, and then he bounced around a little bit, and then now I guess he's back with the Saints again.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Let me open this beer real quick. There we go. All right. Yeah, Matt, I mean, he had a good team, but, you know, just injuries started laying him down, and losing Ramondre kind of put the nail in the coffin for him a couple weeks ago.
And Tony didn't live up to expectations.
No. He got some great play out of Debo at the end, though.
Yes, he did.
Unfortunately, two of his great games were against us, and we hated it. So, take what you can, I guess. Anyway, moving on. Matt didn't make the playoffs, and Sean spoiled it. Maybe. He spoiled his 2% chance or whatever it was.
For ratings' sakes, let's say Sean spoiled it.
Yeah. Such a spoiler, Sean. Anyway, moving on to the game of the week. Speaking of spoilers, who actually didn't have any effect on anything whatsoever, because as long as you won, Pete was locked into the third seed.
Yep.
But Jason, the bye week, who keeps winning despite being self-named the bye week, with 125.9 to Pete's 124.8, a 1.1 score difference. And not only that, but, I mean, Jason pretty much won because of Ezekiel Elliott. Finally, the Patriots came around, came through for somebody.
It's good to see he's not out to pasture.
No, he is not. Ezekiel Elliott or Jason?
Ezekiel Elliott. And Jason.
But I mean, even Joe Mixon putting up 20 points, just a really great. And wait, what? How did his kicker get 22 points?
Damn!
How did?
Oh, because it was Dallas, and they crushed Philly. That's why
field goals with four field goals though.
Yep.
How do they have enough time for four field goals?
Because Philly turned the ball over every drive. That's why.
That's fair. They did. Christian McCaffrey for Pete getting a pedestrian 15.8 points.
Well, then look at Jalen Hurts. I mean, Philly had a terrible game, and Justin Hurts scored that could be a season low 8.8 points.
Yeah,
it is, and Brandon Cooks by far a season low.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, yeah, Pete, a devastating loss to knock him nowhere in anything, and to keep him solidly in the same position he was in.
That's true. It didn't matter because you're right. Because even with lose loss and my win, he was stuck in third place. So
Pete's roster cracks me up. Drake London put up 24 points. I just noticed that. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. He's been hot lately.
Yeah. Pete's roster cracks me up because his starting lineup is great. There's no doubt about it. He has a very good starting lineup with Pittman and Cooper Kupp and obviously McCaffrey and Hurts and even Devin Singletary and now freaking Drake London coming to strength. Ridiculous. His bench, on the other hand, is made up of an extra defense, two other tight ends. So he has three tight ends, two defenses, and two QBs, and George Pickens and Latavius Murray, who is very clearly a like second or third running back for the Bills. Like, goddamn, Pete is lucky he hasn't had any major injuries because he's got nothing. Got almost nothing on his bench.
Well, I don't know. The two other tight ends, I don't know that I agree with. I have been rolling with a backup defense for quite a while now. Our waiver wire is slim pickings. I mean, I've been scouring that thing for some stuff.
I mean, I've been streaming defenses and kickers for a bunch for... Well, I guess I played Pittsburgh for like 4 weeks in a row, but before that, I changed it up this week. Anyway, so that's that. I mean, it's a very tight game. A very tight game that came down to the wire, like really, really down to the wire.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the last game of the week was. Who was the last game of the week?
Did it come down to who played Monday? I don't remember. It might have come down to Sunday night when Jalen Hurts didn't put up enough points to get Pete back in the lead. You still there? Looks like you're frozen. Or am I frozen? What's going on? I think I've taken over the podcast. This is now my podcast. Bob's gone. I finally did it, guys. I took over. And what should we talk about? What kind of rumors should we spread about Bob? Should we tell people that he wet the bed until he was 15? We could tell. Wait, did I hear something? You there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What happened?
I have no idea what I've been recording. If you've been talking as well, it looked like it was recording every time I talked, and that's on a different computer. But I did just realize that my VPN was on still, so that's what the problem was.
I started talking, and I took over the podcast because you froze.
Okay, well, hopefully you did a good job of it, because I have no idea what I said.
Excellent.
Where did I freeze?
I hope mine got recorded.
It did. Somebody's got recorded.
That'll be a surprise for you for later.
There we go. Okay, so where did I cut off?
I don't remember. Oh, we're trying to figure out where the game went down to, and I was thinking it might have come down to Sunday night when Jalen Hurts did not put up enough points to get Pete back into the lead.
But Jason got the win right there at the end. So, like, he just eked out at the very end of their graph. So
who played Monday night?
I don't know. I was standing here waiting for you to tell me, but obviously neither of us could talk to each other. So
week 14, NFL schedule. This is some good radio right now.
Well, it's okay. As long as you don't talk, I can just truncate it.
Oh, okay. Fuck you, NFL.com. Pats and the Cardinals?
Pats and the Cardinals? What? That can't have been Monday night. Was that Monday night? That can't be Monday night. That's the most boring Monday. Wait, no, the Cardinals were on bye last week, so that definitely can't be. Are you sure you're looking at the right year?
Fuck me. What was last week? Oh, they had the double header. It was Tennessee versus Miami and Green Bay versus Giants.
Okay, so
that's right.
So it came down to AJ Dillon won it for Jason. AJ Dillon, of all players, won that game for Jason. That is funny. Well, all right. Well, now we know.
There you go.
And knowing is half the battle. All right. I had already moved on in on my side of the conversation to the winner's bracket, where you are currently sitting at the number one seed, and the number two seed is Little Lou. So my question that I was trying to ask to nobody was, have you made your bet with Lou for who's going to have the higher score on your bye weeks?
I did not know this was a thing, because right
what
now...
What do you mean you don't know it was a thing? The last time you and I had the first and second bye, we did it.
We did?
Yeah, I mean, it was like 7 years ago, but yeah. How do you mean it's not a thing?
Right now, I don't even have a full roster, because I put Keenan Allen on my IR to pick up another player, and I haven't even filled out a full roster, because I don't really care.
Well, don't use that as an excuse. Put someone in there. You got to have someone to be able to put in there.
I'll make a bet. That's fine. Yeah. I did a beer bet. That.
We were going to... It was the year of Lou's bachelor party that we did, despite him having been married for a couple years. and then he had another wedding 2 years after that. Louis had a very confusing order of operations for his getting married.
Unconventional.
Anyway. Yes, for sure. Anyway, yeah, so we did a beer bet that year, and you handed me my beers when we got there, and we were driving to Atlantic City to go shooting and stuff.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right. Hey, Lou, if you listen to this, beer bet. I don't know when I'm going to pay it off, or you paid me, but we'll
figure
that out.
You guys live in the same area. You have no excuse.
Between the two of us, we have 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us busy.
Bring all your children together, and they can each carry one beer. And you can carry the last one, and you can all hand the beers to Lou.
I do send my kids for beer on Sundays quite often. Like, go get me a beer. And
store accepts them purchasing it?
Okay, from our refrigerator.
Oh. I thought this was like the 1950s again. Like, oh, I'm buying my dad beer. Okay, little Johnny. Good luck.
That would be convenient.
Watch out for the swamp gators or something. I don't know. Moving on. So,
all right,
you guys should do that anyway. So the number three seed is Pete, and that was locked in stone before we did anything. So that's fine. The number
and Seth's win got him the sixth seed.
Yes, it dropped him, or it got him barely into the sixth seed, which is really no excuse. I don't know how Seth has dropped that many games in a row with how good his team is. So the matchups we have are the fourth and fifth seed, which is as we talked about before, me at the 5 seed, and 4, Joe and his new team, You Belong With Kelsey, which I hope him changing his team name makes it so that Kelsey, like, I don't know, has no catches and fumbles the ball 3 times. Something like that. That'd be cool.
He's playing against New England.
Yeah, they're gonna kill him.
Yep.
You know what? They honestly might not, though, because I feel like the NFL because the NFL did this to us before, where they knocked us out of a Sunday night game at the end of a season like 2 years ago, and because they thought that like we weren't going to be able to beat the team, whatever the team was that we were playing, we didn't have a chance against them, and they put some other team, like a combination of teams that they thought was going to be a much better game, and it was a terrible game into Sunday Night Football, and then our game was like down to the wire. Like, it was a really, really good game, but now it was just like random other game.
And you know what? Good for you guys, because fuck you, NFL, for flexing games around and fucking over people's schedules.
Yeah, I don't mind when they flex them on the same day. This flexing to a Monday is pretty stupid, but it does mean that we all, you know, you're not coming, so it doesn't matter to you, but it does mean that we all get to watch football all day Sunday, so that's going to be fun.
That is actually pretty awesome. That's going to be a cool day.
We got our house all set up. We're going to have a projector in one room. We're going to have the TV in the other room. We got food. We got Christmas decorations. Shit's going to be lit.
That'll be a good day.
And I'll be able to talk shit directly to Joe, assuming that he actually gets back to someone and says whether he's actually going to come to our house on Sunday. He is coming to Seattle, though. We know that much.
Is he not staying with Kevin, Sean, and Pete?
I believe he is, but you know how it is with Joe. You have to get a courier on horseback to go find him somewhere hidden in, I don't know, New Jersey. I think he lives in. I don't really know. it's very hard to get a hold of Joe. Only Sean's the Joe whisperer, and you know, Sean's busy with other shit right now. So
I can't say I've ever tried.
I've tried. Oh, the number of times I've sent trade offers to Joe and just gotten nothing back whatsoever. I don't even know why I do. Anyway, I don't know why it's always Joe that seems like he has the best potential for an offer. It's unfair. Moving on. So I'm playing Joe, and hopefully I get to talk shit to him at my house. He's going to be on my home turf, so I better win. I got the third man. I'm going to say the third man. Here's the third man. He can help me talk shit to Joe. Then we got the third seed of Pete going up against Seth. So let's just look at the games real quick. I'm going to click it, and that's an image. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Matt, for giving me an image and not actually the thing to look at. Now I got to open this thing.
Whose game are you going to look at first?
I'm going to look at my game.
Your game. You got two Saturday guys going.
Yeah, that's another thing I hate the NFL for. Saturday games are stupid.
I'm okay with Saturday primetime games for the playoffs when there's like...
Yeah, well, that's fine. The playoffs, fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Right.
But it's some old bullshit for... Oh my God! I just saw what the score of the game is right now.
What is it now?
42-0.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
The Raiders are beating the Chargers 42-0. I guess they should probably get a second quarterback over there on the Chargers, because... Not having Herbert certainly hurting them.
Easton Sticks is the guy's name.
That is, he's a white dude, isn't he?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He's got to be a white dude. There's no way there's a black dude named Easton.
I wouldn't disagree.
Let's look him up. I'm going to look him up. Here we go. This is riveting, riveting podcasting right here. Easton Sticks, are you white?
Yes.
You already looked it up?
Yeah. It's also the name.
I've got my Seahawks gloves on my hands now, so it's hard for me to type.
It's also the name of a hockey stick manufacturer or a brand of hockey stick.
Wait, so it's not like sticks as in sticks and stones? Is it STYX?
No, STICK.
Oh, it's Easton Stick. That's why. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Whitest guy you could think of. Good. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's funny. It's not good, by the way. I think if you have a white quarterback these days, you suck. But, you know, that's just me. But the good thing is that despite scoring 42 points, the Raiders have not gotten the ball to Devonta Adams that much. He only has 12 points and 91 yards, but only 12 points. Now that I've mentioned it, it's probably going to jinx it, but...
That's not bad for Devonta. Like, I mean, like, for you, yeah. Keep him... Oh, he just got...
Yeah, oh, my God.
He just got a touchdown.
Within 20 seconds of me saying I probably just jinxed myself.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, say it again. Let's see if it goes up.
No, I think they'll never overturn it, though. They would never overturn that. Oh, there's a timeout. Wait, is it an official timeout? Is the play under review?
Could be.
What? I'm confused. What? What is going on? It said for a second something about Jacoby Myers instead. Jacoby Myers passed it to Devonta Adams for the touchdown. What kind of weird trick play was that?
They have so many points, they don't give a shit anymore. They're just trying all sorts of backyard football.
This is interesting, though. They haven't changed the score of the game yet.
You're going to walk over, you're going to see them digging a play in the grass with a stick. Like, all right, you're going to run over here, and I'm going to try this, because they don't give a shit, because apparently the Chargers suck.
Wow. Yeah, I love this. This is a great quarterback matchup with Easton Stick going up against Aiden O'Connell.
I don't know. That name scares me.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, you don't want white quarterbacks. This is what I'm saying. Like, the whiter your quarterback is, the worse you're going to be. Unless it's Mr. Longmane over there in Jacksonville? Trevor Lawrence. He's pretty good.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, yeah. We got Aaron Rodgers before he was a douchebag.
Yeah, but he still sucked. I mean, he was a good football player, but he still always sucked.
The rest of his team, though, he's got Diggs, who's been slacking lately.
Yeah.
And he's got Evans. He's got Chuba Hubbard in his flex. Those are all good plays. Travis Kelce, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott, who's going hot. I don't think Mike Evans is going
to put 1 point up again. So.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week. He's got some really, really good matchups.
You've got Derrick Henry, who remembers how to play football again.
Yeah, yeah. I have good matchups, too. Not like Seth's. I mean, not like Joe's, though. I mean, the fact that Joe's got guys going up against, let's see, the Commanders, the Chargers, Buffalo and their very suspect defense, New England, Carolina, New England again. Yeah, it's Green Bay. It's going to be he's got some primo matchups, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs is out. Man, if only I could only have this game where they're now up 49 goddamn points with their running back out. If only I could have Josh Jacobs in this game where they must be running the ball. God, they would be running the ball a lot with him if he wasn't.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think it should be a good game because you have a good team too, but his is definitely, I think, edging you out a little bit.
Yeah, and they didn't overturn that touchdown, so God damn it. Why do I say these things? Jinxing myself. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think, you know what? I picked Joe to win last week, and it worked out, so I'm going to pick Joe to win this week again.
I will also pick Joe to win.
There you go. We can all be unanimous. Moving on to the other game this week is Seth with the number 6 seed somehow versus Pete with the number 3 seed again somehow. Well, I mean, Christian McCaffrey's the reason why, obviously.
Yeah.
So somehow, once again, Seth is going to get Zach Moss as the starting running back for the Colts. Strangely, he has not been anywhere near as good since
the beginning. Yeah,
JT came back. Yeah, he was amazing in the first half of the year, and then JT came back, and then JT was fine, and Zach Moss dropped off, and then JT got injured, and then Zach Moss still has dropped off. Yeah, it's very strange. It's almost like they shouldn't have paid. Oh wow, Chargers immediately scored back with a 79-yard touchdown by Easton Stick.
Wow, good job, Easton. Joshua Palmer.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess the Colts must be really kicking themselves for paying Jonathan Taylor and then seeing him come back and get injured, not be particularly great. He's been fine, but like Zach Moss was their better player, and then him coming back has screwed that. The whole thing is dumb. The whole thing proved why you really, at this day and age, shouldn't be paying super top dollar for running backs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they went through with that deal as well because of how well Zach Moss was doing. But
yeah.
I was riding him in the lab league the beginning of the season. And then I, like Seth, I've got him back in my lineup now, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also got Kamara. I mean, he's been hot a lot since being back. He's got Aaron Jones on the bench, who's been not great.
Travis Etienne is questionable. That's not good.
Oh, he's got a lot of running backs because he's also got Ty Chandler, who's going to be the starting running back for Minnesota.
Yeah, he's thick in running backs, but the problem is that right now he's short on wide receivers. Because
he is. AJ Brown, awesome. Josh Downs, meh, not great.
He's got Dontavian Wicks playing. I don't even know
who the hell that is.
Yeah, I was going to say if you can name the team. $1 to, there's no way I can verify this. I was going to say $1 to whoever say what team he's on without looking
Green
it
Bay,
up. But
because I can see it.
How do I check it up? I know. It's a dumb bet. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jontavian Wicks is not. Yeah. Who else is going to play, though? I mean, he's got Khalil Shakir, which is, again, pretty much the same level there. He picked up Wandale Robinson on the wide receiver on the waiver wires, which same level.
He's another guy that's carrying three tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
He could cut Juwan Johnson, that's for sure.
Yes,
but who are you going to pick up again? Our waiver wire is scary.
For flex, it's been impossible. Yeah, for flex, since like week 4 or 5, it's been impossible to get anybody good on for a wide receiver, tight end, or running back. Well, wide receiver, running back, at least.
So
yeah. If ETN's out, then Pete's going to win this game easy, I would say.
Is ETN hurt?
Well, he's questionable.
Yep. He is questionable.
He got banged up at the end of that game. And it's Sunday night, which makes it even trickier for him. Are all of his running backs... Oh, all of his other running backs play before ETN. That's tough. That's a tough spot for Seth to be in.
It is. It is.
Because all the running back depth in the world doesn't help if you're going for a game time decision guy. And well, who knows? Maybe let's say Etienne's okay. Let's look at what's his last thing. He's limited in practice. Hopefully he's going to practice fully tomorrow. We'll see. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Move on to Pete. So,
I think Pete's going to win this game. Because Pete's entire goddamn starting lineup is healthy. Except for Brandon Cooks. But even that's like, who cares?
Yeah, because he's got Hurts and McCaffrey who are awesome. Devin Singletary's been good with, what's his name, Pierce out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been okay with Pierce back, too. 13 carries. I mean,
yeah.
I think Houston's in trouble because their quarterback's hurt. What, Tank Dell's out.
Okay, I was wondering about that. Yeah, because he went, I know, is he still in concussion protocol right now?
I believe he is in the protocol. So
that's a bummer. I hope he is okay because that, like, can we please get one?
He could be a rookie of the year. I mean, he's crushing. So he
could be. Offensive rookie of the year, at least.
Pittman's playing like I thought he'd play last year. I had Pittman last year, and he was so disappointing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Pittman's
been
good.
Hockenson, I believe, Hockenson might be the number one or two QB on QB tight end on the season.
I think he's number two. Wow, goddamn.
This will be a good game. This will be a good game.
Unless Seth's missing anybody.
I think Pete's going to take it, but I think it's going to be, it's going to be a close one. It's going to be a knockout.
Yeah, I think Pete's going to get a little cocky. I'm going to have to deal with Pete. Is Seth coming? No, Seth. I don't think Seth is coming out here. It's just unfortunate. I would have loved to have had them in the same room, too. Instead, I'm just going to have to listen to Pete either talking shit about himself or talking shit about Seth. It's really the only thing Pete does. Either he hates on his team or he hates playing. There's no in between. There's no middle ground for Pete. So, yeah. I'm going to have to listen to him talking about how great McCaffrey is all the time, which, like, fuck you. Fuck Christian McCaffrey. Yep.
He's not wrong.
Yes. Christian McCaffrey's great, but fuck him.
$69. But I thought that was
worth it.
I thought that was a terrible decision, and I was wrong. I didn't.
McCaffrey's the only running back who I would actually, because he's basically two running backs.
It's like, yeah.
Paying $69 for two running backs is pretty fair.
Pete's done good. He's done real well.
He's built around that McCaffrey. I don't know how you guys let him get Jalen Hurts, too. That seemed a little silly. $41, that's right, that's why. Okay, never mind. I take it back.
I don't pay up for quarterbacks.
I'm still pissed off that Pete paying... Oh, yeah. I'm still pissed off that Pete paying $47 for Cooper Kupp, who missed the first four games, didn't end his season. Stupid Pete. Why is he all of a sudden better at fantasy football? How does he keep getting better?
He's practicing.
I liked it better when Pete was totally inept. He acts like he's still inept, though, the thing is. He's a tricky son of a bitch.
He's putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to underestimate him, and then he comes for the reach around.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at the same time, he still does. Yeah, at the tricky Pete, always going for those sneaky reach arounds.
I was wondering
it's the frat time. It's the time he spent in the frat house. That's
Yeah.
But no, yeah, friggin' Pete. He also still doesn't know what he's doing because again, his roster is filled with backup QBs, tight ends, and backup running backs and wide receivers. So who the fuck knows? Fuck you, Pete. But you're gonna win probably. Sorry, Seth. And then the rest of the games, who really cares?
Yeah,
they're all consolidation ladders. But we got the true consolation game of Matt versus Big Lou. I'm not even gonna look at it. I'm just gonna say that Matt's gonna win. I don't know why. Just saying it. Jason going up against John, which who cares? I don't know. I'm gonna say Jason's gonna win. Why not?
He had a good week last week. His team clicked. Mm-hmm.
And then we got Kevin at a very, very low 12th seed at 4-10, going up against Sean. It'd be hilarious if that's a scoring game. Both of them are capable of suddenly putting up 100-something points.
Yeah. Well, his defense is putting up 12 so far.
Mm.
He's got the Raiders right. defense.
Yes, I keep forgetting I'm looking at the a static image that Matt put into the email and not actually the scoreboard. Yeah, he does.
Man, yeah. Austin Eckler's only got 2.5 points for Jason. So, yeah, the consolation board doesn't really matter until week 17 when the bottom two are in the Vinny Bowl.
It's true. It matters next week because then at least you have two games where the losers of those two games could be in that
Right.
Vinny Bowl. So that kind of matters.
I was the victor of the Vinny Bowl last year.
I thought I was in it. Wait a minute, did I lose it again last year? No, I didn't, did I? I don't
I
remember. Let's
shouldn't be
look back
proud
in
of
the
that.
week. Actually, we should probably end this thing because it's later than I think it is. Let's see how it plays
Yeah.
out. Wait, I gotta see this though. Who was it? It was. You're a liar.
Am
You're a liar. You lost. No, Seth lost.
I beat
Last
Seth?
auction. I beat Seth last auction hero, which was Seth. You were not in the bottom. You
Ooh.
beat me. You beat me to not be in the Vinny Bowl the week before that.
Oh, I was so much better last year than I thought.
Well, I mean, let's not get carried away. You did score 78 in the last game of this season,
I had a terrible team last year. It was horrific.
that's funny. Anyway, so yeah, let's just hope to God the championship game doesn't come to the nonsense and scariness that the end of last year's season ended on. I don't
That's
like that.
right, because it came down to the Buffalo Bills,
It
and
did.
that's right. That's why we have a champ and a shadow champ.
Yep. Then the shadow champ,
Yeah.
or the, oh wait, the champ? I can't remember what he is.
Well,
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Lou was the
Lose the
shadow
shadow
champ
champ, yeah.
because he would have won if he got to play a full lineup, but because he couldn't play, I forget which player, Josh Allen or somebody, he lost. So he's the shadow champ.
Was it Josh Allen? I can't remember. Yeah,
I
maybe it was.
It was a Bills player. I was
Yeah.
guessing.
Yeah, it was someone that almost certainly would have gotten him the points he needed to win. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it'll never happen again, and we won't have to deal with that. Anyway, so
Yeah.
that's it. That's all I have to say. Do you have anything else to say here, Andrew?
I've got nothing to say. It's nice to have a week off.
Yeah, me too. I'm heading into Skeleton Crew this coming week and get 2 weeks off. Excited for it. I guess I have to work two
Well.
of those days technically, but not really. So.
I meant a week off in fantasy.
Oh. Well, fuck you.
Am still working next week, although it's going to be slow, so
Yeah.
I'll be working from home because we're still remodeling our bathrooms.
Oh, I'm working from home because I work in tech and we all work from home still. Ba
Nice.
boom. Everybody should, just to be clear, everybody should work from home.
I work from home often,
There you go. That's the way it should be. Fuck the
but
office. Nobody should go into an office.
well, sometimes I
That's
have
where
to look
fascism
at
lives.
what the shop
Fascism
is
lives in the
doing.
office. What?
I have to go see what the shop is doing sometimes.
What shop?
Huh?
What are you
I have
doing
a
anyway
shop.
these days? I don't even know what your job is these days.
I have a shop. We make specialty equipment for the semiconductor industry.
Oh, okay. You gonna make
It's all
a stable semiconductor or what? Get on that.
the high purity stuff, high purity chemicals. We make equipment that holds it.
Exciting. I mean, actually, it
Yeah.
actually is exciting, but I'm
Right
jokingly saying
now,
it's
there's lots of
exciting.
money in it.
Yeah. Well, make someone make a room temperature semiconductor, please, so we can completely revolutionize our energy grid and everything else. Could
I'm
really
on
use
it.
that. Really, really use that.
I'll pitch that to the R&D group.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they haven't even thought about it. All right. Let's end this thing. Thank you everyone for listening to us banter on for about, I don't know, 30 minutes of content and 25 minutes of nonsense. It's been fun. Andrew, thanks for joining.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that we won't see you this coming week, but you'll be there in spirit.
I will have a good one. Drink one for me, guys.
If you want, we'll get a video call up for you, and you can listen to us.
As long
All
as,
right.
hey Pete, make sure you get naked at some point.
Please don't. I have a child now.
Right, fair. Yeah, don't do that in front of Hero.
Yeah, there will be a couple hours where he's not around, though. So I mean, if you really need to, then no, I take it back. I don't want my neighbors to hate me already.
All right, I'm
I've
off. I'm
been
going to bed.
good idea. Good night, everyone, and good night, Andrew.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.